live from New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die State, comes the Dr. Catherine Albrecht Show. 2 hours of mentally stimulating, thought-provoking, sometimes maddening, but hopefully always inspiring talk radio. I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Today is Tuesday, February 3rd, 2009, and we've got some breaking news that has been making its way across the internet like a wildfire. Unfortunately, it is bad news. It's always wonderful when we're able to spread some good news and get it out across the airwaves and across the internet. But today, we are getting together to talk about a very serious problem in our country. That problem is mandatory microchip implantation for animals. There are communities all over the country, including El Paso, Texas, and perhaps the largest area, unincorporated areas of Los Angeles County, that have passed mandatory microchipping legislation as far back as 2006 and 2007 that are in effect today that require dog owners to undergo a potentially dangerous microchip implant procedure. Joining us today is Lori Ginsberg of Agua Dulce, California. She is the victim, or the latest victim, of these microchip laws and lost her small, purebred, long-haired Chihuahua, Charlie Brown, last week. Lori, it's great to have you with us on the program, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Now, tell us, I've seen photographs of Charlie. We've posted them up on our website, and we've sent out an announcement now that's gone out to over 800 members of the media and out to nearly 20,000 people on my own personal mailing list and through our Caspian newsletter. Already, since I sent this out just a couple of hours ago, I've been just flooded with notes of consolation and encouragement for you. I know you're going through kind of a difficult time, but can you explain for us what it was exactly that happened last week?
Well, we took our little puppy in for his booster shot, and at the time, the vet office offered the microchipping to us, and we were going to go ahead and go through one of the animal shelters, but we decided, you know, we were there, and we just decided we would go ahead and do it because in where we live, it's mandatory, and we wanted to get our dog licensed so that we could take him with us when we go camping or any place else. So we just decided, you know what, we'll just take care of it now and be done with it.
So this was on Monday morning, and according to the veterinary report, this was around 10:30 in the morning that you took him in for what you thought would be a pretty routine procedure. What happened at that point when you had him there at the vet's office?
Well, at the vet's office, everything went well. It seemed to be very uneventful. The vet was very kind and gentle with the dog, and we finished up with the shots, and then we came home, and I noticed while we were in the car on the way home a little bit of blood on my shirt, and I thought, well, that just must be from the injection site. We came home, and we were having lunch, and the puppy seemed to be fine. And then, like, 5 minutes later, we noticed that there was blood all over my kitchen floor. And it wasn't just little tiny specks of blood. It was huge drops of blood. And I called the vet immediately, and they said, well, some bleeding is normal. Well, this was definitely not some bleeding. This was a lot of bleeding, but my husband put a compress on and put pressure on the injection site, and that did seem to help. We thought that the bleeding had stopped, but then like about half an hour later, I noticed it was bleeding again, and so we called the vet and took him right in.
Now, I've spoken with your veterinarian, Dr. Reed Loken, there in California, and when I spoke to him, first of all, I want to clarify that it struck me that he was very upset about what had happened. He was very sympathetic. I certainly got a sense that he's a man who cares deeply about animals, and actually he said some very kind things about Charlie Brown. The sense that I got from him was that when he did the procedure, which he says he's done literally hundreds of these microchip implants on dogs in the past, that when he did the procedure that he really didn't notice anything unusual, that Charlie didn't yelp or wriggle or squirm. Was that your observation too?
Absolutely. You know, I thought, oh gosh, this is going to be terrible. You know, you always cringe when when your own child is going to get their immunizations. And so I thought, oh boy, he's gonna let out a yelp. But he didn't. I mean, it just seemed to go very, very smoothly. And so when we left, you know, very optimistic, you know, not even thinking that there would even be a problem. And you're absolutely right about our vet. He's a very kind and gentle man. He loves animals. He's been a part of our community for many, many years. And I definitely do not hold him responsible for this at all.
Now, once you got Charlie home and saw that he was bleeding, I know that you and your husband, Ed, at that point, bundled him up and took him back into the vet. Tell us what happened then.
Well, as soon as we got there, Dr. Loken himself examined him, and he knew right away something was very, very wrong. I guess he looked inside of Charlie's mouth, and his gums were real pale, and that was a sure sign that something very, very serious was going on. And so he said to us, can I take him into another room? He wanted to shave the injection site and just take a look at what was going on. And so we waited in the little exam room, and Charlie was gone for probably about 10 to 15 minutes. And when he came back, the dog was all bandaged. He had, it looked like he had a little vest on, but it was that real stretchy bandaging that they use.
I think they call that a compression bandage or a
exactly.
pressure bandage. Yeah, that they tried to put some elastic on him to keep to staunch the bleeding. How long did that work?
Well, you know, he told us to take him home, and so we did. We brought him home. We picked up some apple juice on the way because, you know, when you donate blood as a person, when you're done donating blood, they always give you juice to kind of revitalize you. So we brought juice home, and we were really encouraged because when we got home, Charlie drank some of the juice, and the vet had said, please just keep him real still and quiet. So I just, you know, I had him on my lap on the couch, and we were encouraged that maybe things would be okay, and it just kind of went downhill after that.
Now, let me ask you this, Lori. When you decided to get this microchip implant, did it cross your mind at all that your dog might not survive the procedure?
Absolutely not. I had no idea that this was a dangerous, that it had the potential of harming my dog in any way. You know, that's not how the companies that market the microchip do it. You know, there's no disclosure of any harmful side effects or any potential problems. And it was just something that we were mandated to do by the ordinance here where we live, and it was just something that we had to do. But I had no idea, none.
And at what point did it actually dawn on you that he may be in real trouble?
Well, when we were at home, when we had first brought him home and we saw him bleeding like that, we said, this is not right. You know, this is not right. And he was so tiny. I mean, he didn't even weigh 5 pounds. And so we were doing his vaccinations slower than you would with a larger dog. We had the opportunity that day to do some other vaccinations like rattlesnake and Lyme. And I think one's called Bordetella, but I didn't want to do so many shots all at one time. I didn't think that was a good idea for such a small dog. So as soon as we saw all that blood, we knew there was something wrong. We flew back to the vet's office with him.
Well, my guest this hour is Lori Ginsberg. She's the owner of Charlie Brown, a small, long-haired, purebred Chihuahua who passed away last week from complications from a microchip implant. If you go to KatherineUlbrecht.com and click on Press, you can scroll down and actually see photographs of this beautiful, fluffy little bundle of love. I'd also like to open up the phone lines if you'd like to offer Lori your condolences. Our number here, 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
Imagine a world of no more privacy, where your every purchase was monitored and recorded in a database, where your every belonging was numbered, where someone many states away or perhaps in another country had a record of everything you had ever bought, of everything you owned, of every item of clothing in your closet, every pair of shoes. The world that I just described, where your every belonging is cataloged in a database, may not be that far off. If we move to a world where your every belonging is in a database and can be tracked remotely, we will also move to a world in which your every move can also be tracked and monitored remotely.
If this scenario seems too far-fetched for you, you need to get and watch the videos by Catherine Albrecht entitled On the Brink of the Mark and RFID, Tracking Everything, Everywhere. Call us at 1-800-END-TIME for more information. That's 1-800-END-TIME.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vadini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Peace on earth, I know it begins in our hearts. You know it's worth nothing less than our survival. Paradise, a state of mind. Make the choice, be war.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Dr. Catherine Olbrecht on the Genesis Communications Network, and it must be a difficult thing for our guest, Lori Ginsberg, to take a look at the bureaucrats who put this ordinance in place in Los Angeles County. You know, Lori, I took a look at the law that required you to chip your 4.5-pound Chihuahua leading to his bleeding death last week. I took a look at the law in Los Angeles County, and apparently the County Board of Supervisors put this into effect back in 2006 and then granted an extension until 2007. But were you aware of the fact that if you get a new dog and you refuse to microchip the dog, that you and or your husband, Ed, could spend up to 6 months in an L.A. County jail?
No, I had no idea. And I noticed that when you sent out the press release this morning that I saw that and I thought, wow, this is...
Well, the idea that you would turn into fugitives from justice at this point really, I think, drives home the case that this is, you know, beyond the pale in terms of what's appropriate to require people to do. It's kind of an interesting story. I'm going to tell the listeners how it was that we connected, if I can. I was a guest a couple of weeks ago on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and I happened to be discussing in passing the microchip research that I have done, which is posted on our website at antichips.com, linking the microchips with cancer, cancerous tumors in at least two dogs, and in literally hundreds and probably thousands of laboratory rats and animals, between 1 and 10%. Of them develop microchip or develop cancer around the microchip implants. So I was talking about this on the radio program, and unbeknownst to me, apparently your husband, Ed, was listening to the show on his way to work or at work. And then a couple of weeks later, you folks were in a position to go in and have this microchip implanted. And I did talk to Ed. He said he had some pretty serious misgivings about the implant. I know that you also expressed some concern. And just 2 days after Charlie's death on Wednesday night, I happened to be back on that program, and Ed just happened to hear me talking about this yet again. And said, "Boy, do I need to get in touch with Catherine about this story?" So let me ask you, what were your feelings about this whole microchip implant process? I know a lot of people are gung ho and then they learn the hard way, but in your case, I get the sense that you were already kind of reluctant to be part of this.
Well, my husband had heard your program a couple of weeks earlier on his way to work, and so he had some reservations. I didn't know anything about it. I was hesitant to do it because, number one, I don't see the purpose in it for a small dog that's in the house all the time. And I just don't like the idea that I didn't have a choice as the pet owner of what kind of procedures can or cannot be done on my own pet. And we've never had a little small dog like this, and so I was very cautious with him, like I said before, with the schedule for the immunizations and not doing too many things to him all at once to keep him safe. And it just bothers me that there just isn't anything out there when you are making your – it's not really a decision you get to make when you're about to have this done to your pet that discloses the potential harmful effects of it.
My guest this hour is Lori Ginsberg. Her beautiful long-haired Chihuahua, Charlie Brown, passed away last week in her arms after bleeding to death because of complications from a microchip implant. She, of course, was required by law under Los Angeles County law to implant her dog with the microchip. In fact, all dogs in Los Angeles County over the age of 4 months are required by law to receive a microchip implant if they discover that you have not chipped your dog in that unincorporated area, which is actually pretty huge. I was looking at a map, and it's an enormous swath of land. If you have not chipped your dog, they can fine you $250 for the first offense. You then have 30 days to chip your dog, and if you fail to do so, they can fine you up to $1,000 and imprison you for up to 6 months. Pretty harsh, pretty harsh punishment for what seems like a relatively minor quote unquote crime. And in a lot of cases, I can tell you this, Lori, because of the research that we've done on the cancer connection, a lot of people are reluctant to chip their dogs because they have medical concerns. Other people have philosophical, moral, or religious concerns about this technology. So you're not alone, I think, in feeling those misgivings. Let me open up the phone lines, 1-800-259-9231. I also want to open up the email window if you'd like to send a message of condolence to Lori and her husband, Ed. You can email it to me at kma@spychips.com. That's kma@spychips.com. Put the word radio somewhere in the subject bar, and I will go ahead and read your message on the air. And let me ask the audience out there, do you have a dog? Have you microchipped your dog? And if you lived in a county where failure to microchip your dog could result in up to a 6-month prison sentence, would you do it or would you hold out? I know some people, Lori, have even talked about moving out of the communities where this microchipping is mandated. Is that something that, that you might consider if you were facing a 6-month jail term?
Well, I wouldn't move from my home. I just would... We would move his address and make him live in another place where microchipping isn't mandatory, and then have him have really long visits with us. But
you put him in foster care in another county.
Yeah, exactly, and we would have just really long visits with him here at our house because, you know, it's just there is no way in the world that I would microchip another dog. I would go through life without having another pet, which would be very, very sad because we love dogs. We've had dogs for 33 years, the whole time we've been married. But I would never do that to an animal again.
All right, the phone number here, 1-800-259-9231, if you'd like to weigh in with Lori Ginsberg. And I think I hear Ed in the background there. Hello, Ed.
How you doing?
Hi there. It's great to have you on the program. Let me, as we open up the phone lines, and I'm kind of thinking about the bigger picture here, I know, first of all, I want to thank both of you for being willing to come on the air and talk about what has been such a personal experience. And one of the things that I think has been helpful to me as I thought about this, and I hope to you as well, is sort of the thought that we can turn this around and maybe bring some good by bringing this information to the public. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Lori and Ed about our plans for the future. I'd like to fly out to Los Angeles and join them in asking the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors to overturn this legislation so that this never happens to another dog. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and we will be right back.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit, 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's ENDURING Rose EnduringRose.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
To the Dr. Catherine Albrecht program, GCNLive.com. This program and, of course, all of the shows that we've done for the last 2 years archived at CatherineAlbrecht.com. Let me also point out that if you'd like to see a photograph of this adorable little dog, Charlie Brown, you can go to CatherineAlbrecht.com, click on Press. That's a brand new section that we just added to contain our press releases. And if you click on the press release related to the story, scroll to the bottom, and you'll see four links there to four beautiful pictures of Charlie Brown. And what an incredibly gorgeous dog, Lori, Charlie Brown was.
Yeah, he was really something else. And part of the beauty of this little guy was the way that we got him. I have a very dear friend. Her name is Tracy, and she is a breeder of these little puppies, and I've been sick for the last over three years, and so he was a gift to me, just to keep me company and bring a little bit of joy and happiness to us. And little did we know that not only was he a gift to me, but that he would just take to my husband Ed. And I mean, he was just the best little guy in the whole world, because he loved to play and roughhouse with Ed, but he knew that for me it was just cuddle time and keep me company time, and he was just amazing.
Well, you can't look at his picture and not just feel that emanating, you know, even through the cold medium of the internet, I can feel his warmth and energy and exuberance. And I'm sure it must be very different there without him. Let me read a couple of emails that have come in. We've also got the phone lines open, 1-800-259-9231, if you'd like to weigh in. I'm very interested to know if people listening to this program have microchipped their dogs, if people are willing to stand up and put their foot down and say no to these kinds of laws. And I certainly want to talk about our plans to maybe stir things up a little bit there at the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, where, you know, there's people there on that board of supervisors. I think Gloria Molina, Xavier Oslovsky. I mean, these are people who were there when I was a teenager, to give you a sense of how entrenched an old boy network has been created there in the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. These are people that, you know, I mean, they're calcified in those offices. And I really get the sense that they are not listening to the people on these kinds of issues. So we're gonna definitely shake that up a little bit. Let me read an email that came in from Leon and Jeannie. Now, Leon, you may recall, is the bulldog that first developed a microchip cancer, a cancer related to the microchips. His owner, Jeannie, has been a tireless advocate against these microchip implants and for getting the word out to people. I spoke to her about your situation, Lori, and she's very interested in working with us, perhaps even putting up a website where we can create a memorial for Leon, for Charlie Brown, and for what are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of other animals who have suffered a similar fate. So we're working on that behind the scenes. But in the meantime, I wanted to read you this message of support that Jeannie sent. She said, "Dear Catherine, I just sent your email to others and asked them to circulate it. I send my condolences to the family of Charlie Brown. I feel their pain. As discussed, I think it's also important that we speak out about the MRI issue again, too." That would be, of course, the fact that if you have an implant in either a human or an animal, that human or animal cannot undergo an MRI procedure. So, you know, animals nowadays with ever increasing levels of excellent health care in veterinarians' offices do actually get MRIs on a semi-regular basis if they're chronically ill. And if they have a microchip implant, it's possible that that implant could heat up and tunnel through their flesh or burn them if they undergo an MRI. So it's a recommendation by the Verichip microchip implant company, who puts the exact same microchips in people, that they not undergo an MRI if they can't talk, to describe pain that they may be feeling from an MRI. So that's very disturbing. She goes on, she says, according to the FDA report and Verichip's documents, and there are links to my website and Liz's information that we posted, she said, there is any chance of incompatibility between microchip implants and an MRI machine. Does this mean that animals will have to give up their right to use an MRI? On behalf of Charlie Brown, Leon, and the others who have had problems due to microchip implants, please blast those behind the microchip fiasco. Good luck. And that's signed Leon and Jeannie. So I thought you would appreciate we're getting support pouring in. Gus writes in to say, "Dear Catherine, I'm spreading this far and wide. It's very sad and probably not the last incident of its kind." And he's asked for a link to those pictures. Again, those are at CatherineAlbrecht.com. Click on Press. Go to the story about the dog. And then scroll to the very bottom, and you can find four high-resolution large pictures of Charlie Brown. And you've made those available to the press, Lori, to use and post on the Internet?
Sure, absolutely. Whatever, you know, through your websites and everything, definitely.
Okay, terrific. One more email here. Jean writes in, "Dear dog owners, these chips that they're now putting into our pets are not safe. They are known to cause cancerous tumors. Don't just chip your animal just to be doing it. They," meaning presumably the government, "have no right to force this on us." And that is signed from Jean. Let me ask you your views on that now, Lori, because I know you and I have been kind of strategizing offline and behind the scenes. But just for the listeners who haven't had the benefit of our conversations, tell us a little bit about your feeling about the government and its role in this.
Well, I think it's just, like we said, the tip of the iceberg as far as American freedom of choice slowly being taken away. I mean, this is a small thing compared to what I think is to come as far as our being able to choose for ourselves and for our families and for the pets that we own and the property that we live on, how we want to conduct our lives. And it's very scary. I have to admit that I hadn't given as much thought to it as I have over the past week. But it's a very, very frightening thing that's happening in our country. And there's an old story about, you know, if you take a frog and you put it in a pan of boiling water, the frog will jump right out because it senses danger immediately. But if you put a frog in a pot of cold water and very slowly heat the water up, it'll boil itself to death. And that's what's happening in our country. This doesn't happen overnight. It's slowly taking away our freedom, and we don't even realize that it's happening. And so you have to take a stand for what is right, and it's unfortunate that we don't do that usually unless something has impacted our own lives personally like this.
Right, and I have a feeling there's a lot of people out there who are going to back us up as we move forward with our plan to call on these state legislatures and these county legislatures and these city municipal boards and all the other people who have been pushing forward this microchipping procedure. Let me give out the phone line again, 1-800-259-9231. I would certainly love to hear from you, especially you women out there. I'm not sure why this is, but Jeannie and of course Lori and myself, we're all women. And in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Barbara Haywood of dogpolitics.com, also a very passionate dog lover and very much involved in the political issues surrounding animal ownership in this country. I would love to hear from some women out there. I'd also love to hear from some men who I think we haven't been hearing too many male voices on this issue of pets. 1-800-259-9231. Also, it would be nice of you just to call us up and give us a little bit of encouragement, because we women are going to be on the front lines rolling up our sleeves. And if I have anything to do with it, we're going to overturn this piece of legislation in Los Angeles County. And then when we're done with that, we're going to move on to El Paso, Texas, where they've passed a similar law. And then we're going to move on and on and on across this country until we make this chipping procedure controversial, as it should be, until we point out the risks that should be pointed out, and until we revert back to a point where you can make your own choice. You want to get a chip in your dog, that's your business, go right ahead, but don't hold a government gun to my head and force me to chip my dog. That's when you cross the line. All right, I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Our guest this hour, Lori Ginsberg and her husband Ed. We will be right back.
Imagine a world of no more privacy, where your every purchase was monitored and recorded in a database, where your every belonging was numbered, where someone many states away or perhaps in another country had a record of everything you had ever bought, of everything you owned, of every item of clothing in your closet, every pair of shoes. The world that I just described, where your every belonging is cataloged in a database, may not be that far off. If we move to a world where your every belonging is in a database and can be tracked remotely, we will also move to a world in which your every move can also be tracked and monitored remotely.
If this scenario seems too far-fetched for you, you need to get and watch the videos by Catherine Albrecht entitled On the Brink of the Mark and RFID, Tracking Everything, Everywhere. Call us at 1-800-END-TIME for more information. That's 1-800-END-TIME.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com GCNRadioNetwork.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Lori Ginsberg, the owner of Charlie Brown. He's the long-haired Chihuahua who bled to death last week in what I believe may be the nation's first publicized case of an animal bleeding to death after a microchip implant, at least a family pet doing that here in the United States. Couple of things I want to talk about, Lori, but I'd really like to encourage people that when things like this happen, we can turn our grief into positive action. I believe we're going to be getting a phone call here shortly from Jeannie, who is the owner of Leon the Bulldog. She's actually been an inspiration to me because when her bulldog developed cancer around a microchip implant, she spent over a year of her life knocking on doors, combing through literature and information and doing everything she could to spread the word and let people know. And that's actually how I first found out how risky these microchip implants are. So as far as your willingness to roll up your sleeves and get involved, are you ready to go with me down to the County Board of Supervisors and raise a little heck?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that what happened to Charlie is so sad, but if his little life, his short little life, could make a difference for the future of so many, many dogs and cats in this country, it would take the sting out.
Yeah, and I think that's really, you know, I would love to see a memorial page and a place where we can all kind of work together. I'd also like to put out a call to people to begin speaking up about these issues. I'll tell you this, I wanted to actually get a dog. Around Christmas time, right after Christmas, I said, you know, it would really be nice to have a dog. I have a cat, but I don't have a dog, and I'd love to. And I went two places. One, I just happened to be walking by a pet store, and I went inside, and I know you're not supposed to buy pets from pet stores, and I know that's the wrong thing to do, so I wasn't really seriously considering it. But when I went in there, I actually asked, you know, they have these beautiful, adorable little Bichon Frises and these cute little Jack Russell Terriers and cute, adorable little dogs. They a little chihuahua there. And I asked them, is it possible to get one of these animals without a microchip? And they said, no, all of our animals come directly from the breeder with the chip already implanted. And I was just thinking about something you said earlier, Lori, when we spoke on the phone about the tiny dogs getting a microchip. Do you remember that? It was about sort of how, in relation to their size, just how big these chips are?
Well, it was my husband who said it the other day. He said they're like the size of a grain of rice, and if you're putting it in a, you know, a big Labrador dog or a Golden Retriever, that's not nearly as doesn't make the same impact as when you're putting it in a little tiny, you know, less than, you know, 3 or 4 pound dog. It's like putting a big lighter into one of those dogs.
That does, because if you think about the average human male weighing what, 200 pounds, so that's literally 50 times more than little Charlie weighed. And then you think about these microchip implants, which actually are quite a bit bigger than a grain of rice. We measured them out. We have pictures of them at the antichips.com website in the FAQ, and you can see that they're about twice the length of a grain of rice, and they're almost as big around as a Tic Tac. So it's still a pretty sizable implant. And the needle used to inject it is enormous. And you picture that going into a dog, and it's no wonder or no surprise that some dogs would have some serious bleeding problems. All right, let's go to those phones, 1-800-259-9231, and let's say hello to John listening on the Internet in Oklahoma. Hi, John. You're on with Lori and Ed Ginsberg. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. This is a big issue, you know, being, you know, through my life having dogs and trying to be more active, you know, in the community. If you are trying to isolate, just the example there in Los Angeles, I would like to encourage you to maybe possibly, if you feel, you know, as we do, have you heard about the anti-selective breed legislation?
Oh, boy, you are hitting on a theme that is right up the alley of my next guest, Barbara Haywood, who has been working tirelessly on the issue of breed legislation. And, Lori, that's the legislation that says certain dogs are simply outlawed. You simply cannot have them, where animal control agents have actually busted down people's doors in almost SWAT team-style raids, removed the dog, which is a family member, from the home and destroyed people's animals in cities around the country. Absolutely horrifying. So, John, stay tuned, because in the next hour we're going to be visiting with Barbara Haywood, and she will be speaking very specifically about this breed.
So if you could maybe combine that, if you're going to present that to the legislation and trying to reverse this legislation, I think it would be a tremendous combined effort, you know, for, you know, all of America.
That's a terrific point. And, you know, when you take dog owners and cat owners and combine them, you get one of the biggest across-the-board populations in the United States. It cuts across political boundaries. It cuts across educational and income boundaries. We are a nation of pet owners. And if this is what it takes for people to rise up and realize that we need to seize back some of our liberties, then I can't think of a better issue to do it around.
And, Catherine, one more point. Every dog... And I'm on a waiting list myself. Every dog that goes through the blind school of California, the guide dogs for blind people, they have to be chipped. If you take them abroad, if you, you know, go international or nationally, they're required to. Even if you receive a dog from overseas that have organizations all over the world, you know, this is a tremendously worldwide.
You're absolutely right. It's across Europe, it's across Asia, and I have seen the international documents and agreements along these lines, and they're really bone chilling. If people think that this is just a local thing affecting a couple of towns and communities, think again. This really is a global initiative. And the thing is, you know, even though we outnumber the people who are in the lobby trying to push this because they make money, you know, there's 1 million dogs in unincorporated Los Angeles County. 1 million dogs. If they make just $10 or $20 per microchip implant, that's $10 or $20 million for one community alone.
So if oil, if, So it boils down to a money issue. But I believe if you're going to present this in California, if you get a hold of organizations like Schutzen Training, the big, you know, show trainers and things like that, and make a demonstration at the Capitol, we can demonstrate our dogs are citizens, private property, and we can be good citizens without all this legislation against us.
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, one final note,
please,
in California.
Please keep in mind, for all your listeners, the blind community needs your help.
That's an excellent point. I actually have a very good friend in unincorporated L.A. County who is disabled, and she refuses to chip her guide dog because she does not want to be – she doesn't want to lose him. She's afraid he might get cancer or one of these other problems. Hey, John, I appreciate the call. We're coming up on the end of the program, but all the women that I asked to call in have actually done so. We've got Sally in Los Angeles. Sally, I'm going to ask you to hold through the break. Are you there? Do we have Sally for one sec in L.A.?
Yes.
Hi, I would love to talk to you because you're in Los Angeles, right in the heart and in the thick of this whole issue. We're going to hear the music coming at us in just a second here, though, that's going to take us out to a break. I am wondering if we can kind of hold you through the next segment, if you'd be willing to talk
Absolutely.
To us then. Super. We've also got Lisa listening in Austin, Texas on 90.1 FM, and I'd like to take your calls as well, 1-800-259-9231. Lori, I'm wondering, since we've got some folks in Los Angeles and some women on the line, if you'd be willing to hang with me through the top of the next hour and talk a little further about this.
Oh, no problem.
All right, terrific. Our guest, Lori Ginsberg, the owner of Charlie Brown. You can read all about the tragic situation that happened with Charlie Brown when he bled to death in her arms last week after receiving a mandatory microchip implant under Los Angeles County law. You can find that by going to KatherineAlbrecht.com and clicking on Press. It'll take you right to the story and some photos. All right, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news break. We'll speak with Sally in Los Angeles, Lisa in Austin. We've also got Barbara Haywood on the line, promises to be quite the gab fest with all these women. Hey, you guys, call in. You don't want to miss out. You can talk to a whole bunch of hot freedom chicks here shortly. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application,
Hi,
Flycast.
Hi, Sally, it's Catherine.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers,
no,
investment advisors
the
won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.
All right, so we got a conference call going. Is Lisa there too?